Duncan Campbell is a man who has made a documentary called Make It New, John, and it's about the man who brought from Ireland and to the world this product.
The DeLorean. Gullwing doors rise effortlessly, beckoning you inside. The sleek, stainless steel DeLorean. Beautifully crafted for long life. The DeLorean is one of the most awaited automobiles in automotive history. Drive the DeLorean. Live the dream.
Duncan, what was the dream?
Well, John DeLorean was, he came to Belfast in the late 70s to set up the DeLorean Motor Company. He had a quite a long career in General Motors leading up to that point, which basically culminated. He was on the brink of becoming president of General Motors, kind of got very irritated by the conservative bureaucratic culture in the company at the time, and so set out on his own. So I guess the car, the DMC 12, which is the famous Gullwing door car, that is his dream. It's to be the first person in, I think it was 60 years at that point, who actually set up their own motor company outside of the General Motors, kind of Ford, Detroit situation.
And for a man with his pedigree, how did it then go so badly wrong?
Well, I mean, I think there was, first of all, when he came to Belfast, I think he maybe sort of overstated the extent to which he had developed the concept or developed the prototype car. I mean, he was nowhere near ready to go into production. So from the start, when he got the grant from the British government to set up the plant in West Belfast, the pressure was on. And in terms of like the normal sort of timescale for a company who have like the assembly line already in place, you're talking about like at least 5 years, and basically from getting the grant to getting the whole thing in production, it was under 2 years. So it was kind of unfeasibly short period of time to turn the whole thing round, and there was all sorts of shortcuts taken in the process. You know, there was he kind of had very grand ideas about the car being very kind of fuel efficient and also very safe at the beginning, but in the process, the reality of actually getting the thing into production is a lot of these things went out the window for reasons of cost. And
well, during the period that it was open, Duncan, the car that rolled out, one of the people who owns them is a man called Nick Ryan. He is one in Dublin. Nick, there are a lot of people who would say that John DeLorean did not make a particularly good car.
Well, they're probably right in many ways, I guess, you know.
You still love yours though, Nick, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a car I would drive every day. It's a car that I've owned for many years, but it doesn't really get much use anymore. You know, it's a far better car than people will let on. I mean, I believe it gets a bad rap in the British press because they were really pissed off that they got ripped off for 85 million in their eyes and never got to see one in a showroom. So
underweight or overweight, underpowered?
Yeah, probably as well. You know what I mean? I think originally it was meant to be a Porsche engine or something like that, but they ended up putting in a Renault and a Peugeot Volvo variant. So absolutely. To be quite honest, it was meant to be a twin turbocharged car, I believe, but they never got that far. Like Duncan points out there, it was underdeveloped and it went into production too quick. So
probably the most famous thing about it is the body, the fact that it's all stainless steel. Is yours still the original stainless steel or have you got it painted?
Yeah, no, it's stainless steel, yeah. There are quite a few painted ones around, I'm sure, but it's a tough finish to maintain, nice and shiny. And it doesn't look so good in dull weather. I think it was purely designed for Californian sunshine, really. So
what about the practicalities of it? If someone parks up beside you in a car park, are you trapped in the car for the rest of the day?
Yeah, one of the popular misconceptions, I think. No, absolutely not, because you can actually open the doors in less space than you would ever open a normal car door. I think you need about 8 inches to get out of the car, so because the doors hinge from the centre and out, so they don't go outwards, if you know what I mean. So
because they're sort of mounted in the middle of the roof rather than on the edge.
They are,
isn't that
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So it's actually a very good design for a car getting in and out of, to be quite honest. But you know, a lot of things people said, oh, you get trapped inside.